Happy birthday, Jesus. First, I'd like to start off with an apology for the millions and millions of us around the world who carry your name, Christian. So many times, name only, never service, never anything but name. And second, I'd like to say how sorry I am to see what we've done with the beautiful world your father created. We've polluted the air. We've poisoned the streams. We've cut down the trees. We've burned the grass. We've killed the animals which he created. We've done everything in our power to take a world of beauty and grandeur, to take a Garden of Eden and turn it into a cesspool, or to turn it into a mechanized place to turn out more product, to make more money. Christmas. What a beautiful name. But it's become so empty. There are many, many people, merchants, businessmen, yea, everyday people, who have taken the Christ out of Christmas and substituted an X. Lord God, forgive us. And on this, your birthday, or at least the 25th of December, that all of our lives we've called your birthday, we're so sorry, Jesus, that it's just become another day to so many people. And to a lot of them, it's a day to get drunk, a day to have an office party. To a lot of men, it's an excuse to run off with somebody else's wife, or yea, I'm sorry to say, somebody else's husband. We've turned it into a day of getting presents and giving presents and being angry because we gave more in some cases than we got. And in other cases, we gave and we didn't get. It's become so commercialized, it just makes us sick. To think that we take the day when you were born, the most beautiful event and the most historical event of all times, and we've turned it into such an awful mess, and in some cases, worse than that. We buy expensive Christmas trees, and we put gaudy lights and decorations on the tree and on the house, and we've even taken the manger scene and made it so fake and so much of an imitation. We're sorry, Lord. It's not a happy birthday to you. We know that. Because when you look down, you see nothing but disrespect, disregard, and ill repute, and sin, and we're so sorry. But anyhow, as we reflect on this, the season of the year we call Christmas, the very least we can do is to pause for a few moments from our busy and hectic holiday schedule to wish you a happy birthday, Lord Jesus.